Welcome to the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast, the podcast that looks at the best practices of organisations that care about their people, whilst keeping an eye on the growing wellbeing space. The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are Fast PAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Ian Hogg, the chairman of the WorkTech Group, and until very recently, the host of the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast. We recently published our Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, in 2 episodes and 12 chapters. Each chapter includes clips from the best conversations on the relevant subject with our guests from over 50 podcast episodes. To make it easier to listen to, we decided to break out the 12 chapters into individual episodes so that you can listen to the whole Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, a few minutes at a time. Here is another chapter, but you can of course listen to the whole book in 2 parts, or hear the original recordings from the over 50 that we have produced. The podcast came about because we launched our Fast PAYE financial wellbeing app, and we wanted to improve our understanding of wellbeing in the workplace and network with people who could help us improve our product. Fast PAYE sponsored the first 50 editions, and we've spoken to lots of people about the subject of financial wellbeing. It's an area where responsibility for the employer can be debated. However, the impact is huge. In episode 25, the last in series 1, I was the guest as we discussed an open banking survey done on NHS workers, which truly highlighted the scale of the problem. We've also discussed the impact on productivity at work and the impact on the individuals concerned. A lot of effort is going into the subject, and it's an area that I believe pays huge dividend for employers that support their staff. In an early episode, I spoke to Darren Laberty, the author of Make Their Money Count, a book aimed at improving employee financial wellbeing. Darren and I discussed his experience of helping companies set up financial wellbeing strategies. Here he is discussing issues around implementation.
Well, I use it on my, I run a monthly webinar about how to create a strategy, which I might talk about later. But there was one company where we looked at the demographics of, there was an on-site and off-site community. So we did 2 assessments. And the off-site one, strangely, and very unusually, the highest level of stress sat in the age group of the 50s. People are in their 50s. And then we looked at the salary range, and as soon as I pointed it out, that company knew exactly who that community was. They knew exactly what role they performed. They were a unique bunch, but they wouldn't have known that without this assessment being done. And it meant they could go and tackle it head on. That was really satisfying, rather than, you know, that chuck a load of mud at the wall and hope some sticks type of approach.
Okay. No, that's excellent. So I'm an employer. You've come in, we've done a survey, and you've highlighted an area where we know, or a couple of areas where we've got stress for financial wellbeing.
Yeah.
What sort of strategies could you be helping with? You know, what is it, a training issue, or is it one-to-one coaching? Where do we go from here?
Well, we need to then, I don't think it's right just to look at needs. Again, you're only addressing, not everybody's in a pickle, you know, not everyone's in stress. Some people are just kind of neutral. People just need to be moving forward. We also, if we're going to put together a strategy which will incorporate lots of different things, you know, for example, if it's all about the needs, there might be a debt issue. There might be some out of control debt situations, people with too many credit cards, paying the never never, living outside their means, that sort of thing. Well, there are strategies out there. There's companies that we can bring in that can actually consolidate loans, make them more affordable, and have a light at the end of the tunnel. So people can see maybe a 12-month or an 18-month plan to get out of the problem by having something much more affordable, deducted from pay, takes control. But in the process between then and when they come out the other end, what's really crucial, we've got to help them change their mindset. We can't help people get out of debt, because if their mindset hasn't changed, their relationship with money hasn't changed, they're highly likely to go back into debt again. So that's one thing you can do there. But then I think it's important to find out what people really want. And so I developed a forum. I do this monthly, and I get multi-employers join it, and then I get feedback from the staff, and I can separate out the feedback for staff. Because I can do the assessment for nothing, I can do the forum for nothing. If people want me to do the forum specifically for their company, then there's a small fee for that. It's not a problem. But what the forum does is it makes people more financially savvy. And I've tested this out because I've said to people, what's important to you? What matters to you about finance? And they give me a bunch of answers. After the forum, I get completely different answers. So I know that the first answers are not right. So when companies put surveys, they're asking people, you know, especially when it comes to finance, I don't think they're getting the right answer. So we need to improve their knowledge a wee bit. Not a lot, just bring their awareness up, give things meaning and context, then ask them again. And it's interesting that the topics that are most important to people before the forum are things like how to pay less tax. After the forum, it's very strong. Anything that's family related jumps to the top of their priority list.
In Series 1, Episode 11, I was joined by our very own Jake Bates to discuss the way that salary advance apps and other fintech solutions are adapting to support financial well-being. And Jake talked us through some of the issues that employers need to consider.
Yeah, great question. And I think the kind of the big issue employers currently face is if an employee is short at the moment and they need some money to help tide them over, they'll either use costly credit or they'll go to a payday loan. They'll borrow, say, £200. They might pay back £150. The £50 will roll over to the next month. And then we're getting into this snowball effect, which is what we know as a debt cycle. At the moment, employers have no control, no visibility over those people who may be kind of struggling. So with a system like FastPay, we help give back some of that visibility and allow the employer to regain control over how much, how many times a service can be used, but actually start helping potentially vulnerable employees. I think what's kind of great about FastPay is it's completely configurable to each individual needs. So we see some clients who like to offer it as a fixed amount each month, whereby if an employee is short, they can access a portion of their wage early. And by keeping the amount low and fixed, this is what helps avoid the debt cycles that the credit providers actually create. Additionally, we kind of see other providers who use it as ad hoc payments. Some people use it for overtime shifts, but ultimately it's kind of up to the employer.
One of my favorite financial wellbeing solutions is provided by a company called Invest. And we had its founder, Manu Pelletierio, on our fourth ever episode to discuss his product, which helps employees claim in-work benefits in the UK, and which we've integrated into our FastPAYE app. As we learned from the open banking survey I mentioned earlier, around 50% of NHS employees rely on in-work benefits, and yet £16 billion goes unclaimed every year around the UK. So giving support in this area is a quick win for employers looking to improve financial wellbeing, at least if they're based here. Here is a clip of Manu discussing the problem.
Sure, absolutely. So our vision is simple. At the moment, there are 16 billion in benefits that are left on the table by vulnerable customers. Our objective is helping these families to access these benefits. It's about £4,500 a year for these families. And needless to say, this would be a massive help for their finances. And after analyzing a bit in detail the problem in the market, we come to the conclusion that everything boiled down to three main things. The first big barrier is the benefits landscape. It's very complex. There are about 50 different benefits across government, regional, and local authorities. And it's very hard to get your head around. Even when we have conversations with welfare advisors, than being on the business for 20 years, they still get confused about different benefits, different regulations, and how all these benefits interact to each other. So not to mention how the normal people would be confused about all this. The second big barrier is the actual application to these benefits. So you have to do different applications for each benefit with different benefits authorities. And some of these benefits you have to fill very lengthy application form. So this is quite challenging as well. And the last point is the monitoring. Your circumstances, your situation changes, so you need to change your entitlement as well. And it's also like quite time consuming for people to keep up all the time on the top of the benefits. So this is the problems we saw on the market.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it on the monitoring, because we have, you know, on our ShopWorks platform, that was our sister company, you know, we do a lot of staff scheduling for people, and you know, some staff don't want to work extra hours in case it impacts their benefits. And it's quite a real-time thing. You know, they have to monitor it on a weekly basis. Is that something you've come across?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, one of the features that, people ask us was a simulator where they can check how their benefits entitlement would change if their income increases or decreases. So, yeah. And because there are so many rules and so many different benefits, the interrelation between increase or decreases in income and increase and decreases in benefits are not straightforward or direct.
The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are FastPAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.